Every year, the Library of Congress picks 25 recordings as audio treasures worthy of preservation for all time. This year's inductees to the National Recording Registry were announced this morning. As NPR culture correspondent Anastasia Tsiolkas reports, this year's roster includes albums by pop culture giants like ABBA and Blondie, as well as more rarefied picks.
The oldest selection is a 1919 recording from early jazz pioneer James Reese Europe, leading musicians from the Black Regiment, widely known as the Harlem Hellfighters. The 2024 list also spans classical, hip-hop, Latin, pop, country, rock, and beyond. There's Gene Autry's perennial Christmas classic from 1949.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose.
Not to mention ABBA's 1976 album Arrival, featuring such staples as Money, Money, Money and Dancing Queen. Hip-hop's legacy is marked with the Notorious B.I.G.'s debut studio album from 1994, Ready to Die, as well as a Dougie Fresh and Slick Rick classic from 1985,
La-Di-Da-Di. You know what? Your people is La-Di-Da-Di. We like the party. We don't cause trouble. We don't bother nobody. We're just some men that's on the mic. And when we rock up on the mic, we rock the mic.
According to the Library of Congress, the lyrics to La-Di-Da-Di have been referenced in over 1,000 other songs and recordings. Other inductees include pop-punk Prince's Green Day and their 1994 album Dookie, and a classic of New York salsa, the song El Cantante, performed by Hector Lavoe.
Yo soy el cantante que hoy han venido a escuchar.
This year, almost every selection was music, except comedian Lily Tomlin's 1971 album, This Is a Recording.
One ringy dingy. Two ringy dingies.
It won her a Grammy Award for Best Comedy Recording and hit number 15 on the Billboard 200 album chart, a record for a female comedian. Anastasia Tsiolkas, NPR News, New York.